Well, what I have been looking at is recording and listening, and the fact that I have not been doing that. That I, before shelter in place and all that, I kind of had times during the day when I would always record and listen. Like I, you know, on the way to work and different times while I was at work and then on the way home from work. And, you know, there was sort of a schedule to it. And then now I'm just at home and it's like I could record any time, but I, it's like I'm finding myself not doing it.
So the reason you're not doing it as you watch that process is simply that there's a, the way the voice talks you out of it is there's so much time to record and listen, and so it just doesn't happen. That's the mechanism that the voices use.
Yeah, that there's, and I don't really have a specific commitment about when I record anymore. Is what,
it's
and
amazing.
I've just sort of started realizing this. Like, I think in some ways, like, I kind of have a story that, like, oh, I record and listen a lot, because that hasn't been the case for many years. But then it was just, like, dawning on me, like, no, I haven't been.
Yeah, that's so helpful when that, when life knocks and says, hey, you might want to wake up out of the story that you do and look to your experience and then realize, oh my gosh, this thing that's been so helpful to me is not something that I'm, I have a lot of attention on.
Yeah, and so as I've been sort of noticing that, now I'm sort of hitting the, like, I don't want to. And
yes, that's predictable, right? So long as you're living in the story that you record and listen, you're not aware that you're not. And now that you are aware that you don't record and listen, the resistance kicks up. Well, and it's so interesting, right, Laura, because there's so much awareness of the support structure that would assist you to go back into recording and listening, which is a rhythm, right? That getting into the rhythm of it, if you have times when you know you're going to record and listen, then the story of you have all the time in the world to do that isn't something that is believable anymore, because now this is the time I record and listen. And so that we're not having an argument about that, or I don't need to get into a story of I don't want to do that. Because you can't will yourself to record and listen, right?
No.
There's nothing to analyze about why you're not recording and listening, or you can't, you know, persuade yourself to record and listen. You just have to record and listen. There's no two ways about it. You either do or you don't, right? Especially, you know, with your level of practice where you know what resistance is, you know what the voices are, you know that this is the pattern by which you're stopped from doing this. And so since you've seen everything about it, the only thing left to do is to actually press record.
Yeah, and I think that that's been something that I've has been challenging for me kind of with being at home now, is just that all of a sudden everything is negotiable in some way, in that way that I'm only showing up for myself. You know, and so just, I think.
Well, that's such a an important point, right, Laura, that we will show up for everybody else. But if I'm only having to show up for me, then I don't have to do that. That's why we say we will do for the love of others, because there's such a strong conditioning not to show up for ourselves, because there's a way in which we've been negated so much that it's, you know, why bother? Such a level of negation that we would miss if we weren't looking closely at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and what I love about this conversation, right, Laura, is that you're registering all of the ways. In fact, it's the assignment on the morning show, the year long, around the answer is in the conversation. We're just not allowed to see it, right? Because you're clear that the reason I recorded and listened before is because there were times in the schedule that were devoted to recording and listening. So the obvious answer that is being offered to me is I need times on the schedule to record and listen in order for me to support myself. Just like, you know, I'm at home all the time. And so there isn't I'm not showing up for anyone else. And so then, you know, maybe you go for a walk 3 times a day with your recorder as a way of getting outside the house so everything is not inside at home. And so when we listen closely to the conversation, all the clues that we need in terms of what we actually do to get out of the circumstance that we find ourselves in is actually available in that in that lovely, wise way.
Yeah, and I think partly I just wanted to call in and just kind of put it out there because I've just been noticing it, and I don't want conditioning to be able to gloss over it or say, oh, well, it's not a big deal or any of that. So,
yeah, precisely. Right. Yeah. If something has been supporting you, it's going to make darn sure that you don't have it to support you when you most need it.
Yeah.
And I project you love doing it, right? It's something you want to do, not something you should do.
Yeah, and that's been something that as when I have recorded and listened about it, it's like, yeah, I want to do this. So I'll find a way to make it work. But
well, I don't know if you're signed up to do the next recording and listening, the class that we're going to do in August, or, you know, coming soon, a new recording and listening curriculum.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I was like, that might be a good way to get me back into it.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Ask and you shall receive.